Hello, everybody. Welcome to Leave It All to Us, a iCarly watch-along podcast. This is episode 3. In today's episode, we will be talking about episodes 11 through 15 of iCarly.
Yes, we will.
Starting with the episode I Rue the Day, I am Adam Osmani, joined by...
Deanna Manassian.
That's you.
Yeah, it's me.
If you're new here, we are watching every single episode of iCarly.
Yes. Yes, we are.
5 episodes at a time.
Yes.
And today we are starting with episode 11, which is entitled I Rue the Day.
Yeah. Neville is up to some shit.
He's up to some shit, as it seems like he always is.
Yeah. Quite rude, honestly.
Yeah, he's a very rude boy.
It's been so long since I watched these.
Yeah, it's been actually 2 weeks since I watched these episodes.
Yeah, Sam is unique.
Yeah. And she
was she trying to beat up on a locker again?
She was beating up Gibby.
Oh, yeah.
Because I said, Sam, no, don't do that to Gibby. I think she was, like, trying to beat up Gibby or something.
Or something. Yeah. Yeah, I think she was beating up Gibby.
Was it something
to do
with Cheese Whiz or something?
Yeah, she was trying to put Cheese Whiz, like, down his pants or something, maybe. and then we find out that this is just for our drinking game.
Yeah.
All of you take a shot at home because there was some more foot shit. They were going to have someone on the show that was able to put their whole foot in their mouth.
Oh, yeah.
That's...
But they didn't show that, though.
They didn't show it, but, like, they alluded. But so they take half a shot.
Drink some water.
Yeah, that's
dilute
a nice
your system
break.
A little bit. It's not quite that, yeah, but it's on the verge.
Yeah, they try... Oh, wait, no. Sam tries to put Gibby's foot in his mouth.
Yeah.
To see if he can be a replacement.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
The cheese was must have been a different occasion.
Sam was eating it from the can. Yeah. Yeah. She was spraying the Cheese Whiz into her mouth, and I miss childhood.
Yeah, I don't.
Like,
are you kidding me? I wanted to try so much fucking garbage that would have killed me as a kid.
I don't care. I'm depressed now. I was depressed as a kid.
Yeah. But
just let me have fun.
You know, but you didn't know it as a kid. You know, when you were sad as a kid, you just cried it out, and then that was it.
Evidently not. So, yeah, Gibby didn't deserve that.
Gibby never deserves anything.
Yeah, Gibby's a pure boy.
Yeah.
And then, oh, a real band. I forgot how hot the plain white tees were. Like, not like attractiveness-wise, but, like, they were the hot ticket item
in
2007. They were the boy band. Yeah.
Also, there was one thing. When they did the intro for this episode, they did a countdown. And then the episode started, and then there was another countdown.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it was a double countdown.
So Spencer actually did something useful. He saved someone's life.
He saved the lead singer of the Plain White Tees.
Yeah.
Whose name I will never
already
remember.
Forget his name.
I forgot when the episode started.
I think Tom.
Tom.
I don't know.
Tom T.
The Plain White Tee himself.
Yeah.
Spencer saved him.
Yep.
And then... Something tells me they're not going to get the Plain White Tees to perform on the show. Boy, was I wrong. They do, eventually.
Yeah.
Then a friend of their dad's comes to visit,
mm-hmm.
who's also in the Marines.
Yep.
And he's recruiting for a month in the Seattle area. And they start the iCarly show. There was more foot shit vis-a-vis texting with feet.
That's right. They texted with their feet.
Yes.
Yep. Drink up. Also, there was one thing at the first episode, in the beginning when they were shooting iCarly.
Yes.
There was a kid, the horse kid.
The horse kid?
Yeah, he had like a horse mask or something.
Oh, yeah?
And he took it off or whatever. And it was, I couldn't tell if I was being racist or not because it was a chubby Mexican kid. I'm like, wait, is that the kid from Modern Family?
Oh, my God.
And I looked it up and it was the kid from Modern Family.
Don't jump the gun on the racism bit. Yeah. It comes in next episode.
Yeah. But I'm like, wait, is that him or is that just someone who looks like him? But it was totally him.
Oh, wow.
His career.
Okay.
Manny from Modern Family first debuted. And iCarly as the horse kid.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, then Neville starts taking control of their show mm-hmm. and like fucking with their technical shit. And this is what should have happened when they first did a webcast. All of this should have gone wrong.
Yeah, this
episode
is
episode one.
And it was and like not because of a boy did that to them. This right, just should just have been what happened.
Yeah, because technical shows are hard to produce.
Yep, they are.
I don't know what this note is in reference to, but it says sounds like a good breakfast.
Breather.
I have no clue.
I have a note about a meat stick. Was it the meat stick?
Might have been.
Because when the
when the guy came to visit, fresh in the morning.
When the guy came to visit them, they're like, "Oh, hey, I brought gifts for you.
Yes,
here, Carly. Here's a laptop case, and Spencer, you get half of a meat stick."
Yeah, because he got hungry. Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah.
And then they go and ransack Neville's house because they decide that the best course of action would be to hack him back.
Yeah, and oh man, that grandmother. That grandmother's rough.
Yeah.
She has like fucking dementia. Like put her somewhere. She's not able to live on her own.
Also, Neville's mom, I just want to talk. Can you like ground your son? Just turn off the internet. Just like, turn off the router.
It's true. You pay that. Neville certainly doesn't pay his fucking internet bill.
Absolutely
he's five.
Not. Yeah. What does a 5-year-old know about bills?
It's true. You can just turn that internet off. But you know, it's iCarly. There's always a way.
Of course.
He'd be right back at it if he had no internet.
Yeah, so then they stealth into his house. And, like, let me tell you, there are so many easier ways to get a virus onto someone else's computer so that you can hack it.
go to their house, sneak in, and then put it on their laptop.
Oh, God.
Like, no, they're amateurs.
Yes.
Freddy's an amateur.
He's a script kitty.
Yeah.
I can't ever tell if script kitty is like script kitty like a cat, like a young, inexperienced cat, or like script kitty like a child.
I think it's a child, right?
Because when I heard it on Mr. Robot, it was in reference to Darlene.
Wait, did Mr. Robot coin that term, or was that a thing before?
No, it was a thing before, but it was said in reference to Darlene, and I think she had these like heart sunglasses or whatever, so I thought they were calling her a bitch. Not in the same animal family, but like that's what it came across to me. Because like, you know, in the realm of cats versus dogs, cats are generally seen as more feminine. Whatever. Yeah. That's a discussion that we don't need to get into on an iCarly podcast.
I think it's in reference to children.
Mm-hmm.
Not okay,
because they can't like do anything experienced. Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that's what it. Yeah.
Sorry, Pat, if you're listening to this, I should know. I know he's not.
You can call him.
You didn't have to. You didn't have to expose him like that. I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. Okay, so Freddy got in through the ceiling somehow and managed not to break it.
He didn't.
Isn't that a 2-floor house?
It probably is, right? Wait, actually, if that's a 2-floor house, then he just. Wait, now
not,
I have to go back.
Not meant to be analyzed.
I have to see if there are stairs in that episode, because if there are stairs, then Freddy fucking went through the roof, went through the floor.
I think there are stairs at one point, but also Neville's like bedroom, computer room is on the first floor.
Yeah, it's on the first floor.
But this was part of the time where like computers had their own separate room.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's the computer's room.
Yeah. yeah, now it's just in your bedroom.
Yeah.
But that actually
sounds... It doesn't... Like... Yeah, it's a little scary.
Yeah.
Like
I can just literally roll off of my bed into my computer chair. Like if I set my chair up to angle my bed the right way, I could literally wake up and just roll into my computer chair and that's
my
day.
Could rig up some Rube Goldberg machine to like upend my mattress every morning, catapult me directly into my chair.
I'm in.
All right.
But speaking of the computer room,
what? How many Neville, screens does this motherfucker
this
need?
Motherfucker has like 70 screens, but one of them is dedicated to Carly. He has a slideshow of Carly on one of his screens. It is literally just pictures of her.
I hate this.
He is such a creep.
I hate this.
And that's just on. His screensaver is a slideshow of Carly. Not even for his viewing. That's just there on idle. If that's there, what the fuck does he have? To show for everyone.
Stop.
for himself.
God, I hate Neville.
That's just in the open.
That's out in the open.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like his mom is doing anything disciplinary, nor his grandmother.
I don't think his grandmother has the mental capacity to do anything.
Doesn't she like beat Sam?
Yeah, because she thought she was
you
a spider.
You can beat your grandkid. No, come on.
No, she beat Freddy because she thought he was a spider.
Think Neville is a spider. Come on, it's not that difficult.
5 foot spider.
That grandma's brave.
Yeah, grandma's fucking brave. She's like, oh my fucking god.
And started like, if I saw that fucking Lord of the Rings spider coming at me, right? I would not smack it.
I'd sell the house.
Like, I'd sell the house. I'd condemn it.
Yeah, like, we don't need to go back in there because it might have laid eggs.
It definitely laid eggs.
It did Freddy lay eggs?
Gross. Gross. Freddy does lay eggs. We'll get to... Maybe this is the time. I think Nathan Kress at one point did confirm that Barry B. Benson is Freddy's father. Like, from B movie.
There's Freddy Benson, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're telling me...
Because this actually has some legs.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Freddy's mom does look like an older version of the main love interest... First of all,
there's no way
from B movie.
There's no
look
way.
It up.
What's her name? Should I just look up B movie love interest?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh god! One of the suggested was B movie love scene. She does look like her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does look like her. What's her name?
Freddie's dad is largely
absent. Vanessa Bloom is her name.
Oh yeah, of course, because she runs a florist shop.
Yeah.
I know way too much about B movie.
I'm not sure
I hate it. This is not the B movie podcast. Yeah. I do want to do like a one-off 6-hour podcast, a podcast marathon, if you will, of Wills, where we watch B movie and give live commentary, and then spend another 4 hours discussing B movie and how awful it is.
Yeah, sure.
I just want to stew in that shit.
Sure.
Coming up next, our one-off podcast.
Do people do those? Do people just release one episode of a podcast and then
I
end
will.
It?
maybe we'll put it into a separate feed.
Yeah, we should have
Lifecast
like
specials.
Yeah,
so that'd be a
like
good
that.
Ass special
something
episode.
Like that.
Anyway, Sam is insulting Freddy again, and Freddy is vital to your success. Cut him down. Huh? Why didn't they cut him down first? Also, they didn't finish the job.
They didn't finish the job.
Sloppy wet work.
Sloppy work.
I have a note here that says, don't feel bad about that, Carly. Probably because they were doing something mean to Neville. He deserves it.
Yeah. I think it's because they hacked him. I think she felt
bad. Oh, yeah. And then they swatted Neville.
They fucking swatted
him. Swatted Neville.
Which is really good.
Yes. Who got swatted recently? Someone big got swatted recently.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, let me double check on this. It's gonna take a minute. Cause Dave told me and we talk a lot. It was literally like last week.
Oh man, that's a lot of messages. You can search by message.
Can you?
On Messenger, yeah. You can just search SWAT.
Oh, cool. Let me do that.
I've done that a couple times.
You're going to edit this part out, right?
Nope. This part's going to stay here.
Two results. Load more. Oh, XQC got swatted.
Of course he did.
He fucking deserves it.
Of course he did.
Ugh.
Why wouldn't he?
Anyway. Yeah, I knew it was someone shitty. So, okay. And then this is a good solution where they just leave him on Freddy's like harness thing.
Yeah.
And then what do they do to him? Did they like spank him or something?
It was something creepy like that. Let me see if I have
a thing. It was something really like I was laughing, but it was probably something not great.
I don't know what it is, but I have that there was the initials BL on something, and I said, Freddy loves Yowie. I don't remember the context of that, but apparently there's BL something of Freddy's, and he likes
God.
A boy. And Freddy likes Yowie.
Yeah, he likes that boys love manga.
He does.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what they did to Neville. I think they just... Oh, do they leave him dangling, like bouncing?
Yeah, they left him bouncing. But first,
that's another thing.
Yeah, he tried to shut the show down.
Yeah.
And then he got swatted when he tried to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then that's how they wrap up the Neville saga for now.
For now. He'll
be
back.
He's definitely going to be back.
He'll be back.
And then they actually got the band to play on the show. And I found out Spencer's sock effects are rotoscoped.
Yeah.
They're not actual glowing socks. And I feel betrayed.
That's unfortunate.
I feel
but it makes a lot
hurt.
Of sense. Yeah. It definitely makes a lot
no,
of sense.
I definitely knew they weren't real. Yeah. Glowing socks. Is this an actual song, or did they write it for the show? I didn't listen to Plain White Tees.
I think that was the actual song because I remember hearing that song. But my final note for the episode was so many horrible things just happened and it didn't stop with the Plain White Tees.
Yes. Yeah. And they all look hipster.
Yeah, they're all hipsters. They all.
Yeah.
Ironically, they wear white t-shirts and jeans.
No, I don't think any one of them is wearing a white t-shirt.
Wasn't the main dude wearing a white t-shirt?
No. Maybe he was. I don't remember.
I thought he was.
So then we get into episode 12. I promise not to tell. And we start off with some real racist shit.
Oh, the lamb. The Rampu.
Rampu. Yeah, they just...
He just
the
screamed.
Gimmick is that they have to yell at a lamp.
Uh-huh.
Or to say lamp... To turn on the lamp. The joke is it was manufactured in Japan and the manufacturer got, or the inventor got really upset with it.
Yeah.
And just yelled Rampu.
Yeah.
Which is like the romanization, I think, of lamp.
Okay.
So Spencer and Carly just yell at this lamp.
They yell Rampu.
Yeah. This is also the one where we find out that Carly is an incredibly hardworking student.
Yeah.
Like, she has her shit together.
She has her shit together.
She really does. Also, the accent on Rampu is wrong. It's supposed to be at the beginning.
I mean, that makes sense. I wouldn't take them for actual Japanese speakers.
And then they're in class. Well, Carly's in history class, and she's turning in her report. She worked really hard on this report. Yeah. She's scribbling down these notes for a spider chart with four things in it.
Mm-hmm.
Carly. Carly. Study smart, not hard.
Yeah.
I definitely did have history teachers like this.
Yeah.
History teachers are always, like, either super chill and super cool, and they, like, actually teach you shit you're going to learn, you're going to use later in life, or they're not.
They're
hard asses.
I never had a cool history teacher. But
really?
Like, I don't think I ever did. Because my middle school one, she was the worst. She was actually Satan.
Oh, God.
And who the fuck did I have for history in high school? No one fun.
Okay.
But there was a really fun high school teacher for history that I didn't have.
Yeah.
And everyone would be like, oh, man, he's so good. And I'm like,
yeah, I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
Looking back, I kind of respect the hard-ass teachers a little bit more because, like, I've gotten more into history as I've grown older just because I think it's cool.
Yeah.
And I can totally understand. Like, I have no hard feelings.
Yeah.
Also, my ninth grade history teacher was the fucking coolest.
Yeah.
Because this is going to tell you a lot about my high school life.
Yeah.
But I was really into Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went on these forums. I didn't, like, post anything. I just lurked.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that someone had written scripts for episodes 7, 8, and 9. And I was like, oh, shit, there are going to be Star Wars movies 7, 8, and 9 in the future. And my history teacher was like, doubt that.
Oh, now they exist.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you, history teacher.
So that was a great feeling.
Yeah.
Because he had called me for, he was doing, like, a survey from the school or whatever, and he goes, huh, I guess they're actually making Star Wars 789, and he remembered, which is what made him fucking cool. I was kind of embarrassed, but, like, damn.
Who's embarrassed now?
I don't think either of us.
No.
I don't think either of us. Star Wars is really cool.
It is.
The teacher, when he's handing back the... when he's handing back the essays, he's very close to doing that folded handbag.
He's close.
Oh,
what an
insult!
What a horrible, just soul crushing experience that when someone hands your paper back, it's curved,
folded. It's always like this.
It's always like that.
It's always the thumb in between, in the middle finger, in between your middle finger and your fourth finger. We're holding it here. You did bad.
You did poorly.
I feel very bad for Carly.
Yeah.
Knowing that she like worked hard on this report and she put it in this nice binder, this she nice did. Like resume presentation like cover mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. And she got a B because it was three hole punched. First of all, who the fuck prints on three hole punched?
Like, seriously,
paper?
Who the
First of all, fucking, Carly?
What fucking Carly? Idiot.
Maybe it was all they had.
It could be, but you know what?
Go to the library.
Go to the library. Your school has a printer.
And that is a super trivial reason to give someone a B, but it happens. I once had a teacher who had a professor mm-hmm. at a PhD level mm-hmm. who insisted that all of the margins on someone's page be an inch.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that shit happens.
But his was like an inch and 0.05 or something when he turned
Did
in this
paper.
Did he
fucking measure, though?
This guy, this professor, this doctorate professor took out a fucking ruler.
There's
no way. No. 100%. This teacher, my Southern Baptist Bible teacher from Texas had this happen to him. I trust him.
Of course that's where it would happen.
And he was like, that's why you use Microsoft Word and not Word Perfect. Okay.
Excuse I will fucking never me.
He was the coolest teacher because he would do tests. Mm-hmm. And he would say, if the answer is all of the above or none of the above, it's a dead giveaway that it's that whenever he made the test. And he would tell us that the day before the exam, he'd tell us that every single day in class. Mm-hmm. And no one failed tests in his class.
No.
He was a good teacher.
Yeah.
I also will never, this is a tangent, I will never forget the day we were going around in class and I had my hand up for the entire class. Literally, he started with the person next to me. And when he got to me, it was 1 minute of being let go of class, so I didn't get to ask my question.
No.
I had written it down and everything.
Heartbreaking.
Anyway, it was probably a stupid question to be asking, though. And I think someone already asked it, but I was not paying attention. I just was tired.
Yeah.
We're learning a lot about my high school experience. So you can pick your classes in high school?
I got to my junior and senior year.
I got to pretty much... Did I pick? I'm trying to remember. Did I do Spanish my junior year? I think so. Mm-hmm. And then I should have done French because I'm trying to learn French now.
I did French and I never learned French. I just got on the teacher's good side.
I mean, I never learned Spanish.
Yeah.
I just did my work fast.
Yeah. How it worked was we picked our language freshman year.
Yes. Yeah. I did French for like the first semester and then I had to petition to change to Spanish because I had already taken it in middle school.
And then junior year, we got like electives and our electives were like two. And generally it was like, you have to take a history, pick between these two histories.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or
it was
like you have a math,
like
pick between these two. It wasn't like full like college free electives.
Yeah.
It was like, here's like three classes you can choose from.
Yeah. Can people at public schools do this?
I don't know.
Because we both went to private schools.
We did both go to private school. We need someone who went to a public school.
Yeah. Sound off. Send us an email.
Yeah.
Thelifecast.contact@gmail.com. Please let us know. And then this is a generous arrangement for Sam, I think. What is her? Oh, the detention.
Yeah, the detention.
The generous arrangement was, I don't know. But it was like, she had done something super whack. Oh, it's coming to the principal's office like every single week.
Yeah.
Just for all the shit you do
that
wrong.
That was a week. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
There was a quote. What was it? It was.
Yeah, that's wild.
Your regular Tuesday appointment. That's
yes.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Sam has to go visit
the
principal. Bro.
What the hell?
What do you do?
Anyway. So she gets access to the school's like grading system
because he said the password out loud.
Because he said the password out loud
when your and fucking
left his computer
delinquent
unlocked.
Is sitting in front of you
and left his computer unlocked.
Yep.
Like
regular Tuesday appointment. Also, here's my password.
Yeah, I don't do that around people I trust.
No,
let alone a fucking delinquent child that I hate.
Yeah.
So she changes Carly's grade to an A.
Mm-hmm. Because she deserved it.
She did deserve it,
yeah.
But not this
but
way.
But not that way.
Not this way.
Nope.
Like, you go petition that teacher and you say,
fuck you.
I think I deserve, like, is there extra credit I can do? Is there anything I can do to, like, bump up my grade an extra, like, point or two?
Anything.
That's totally reasonable for someone as hardworking as Carly. Sam is a little shit. And she decides she's just going to change it for Carly. And then she makes Carly ankle swear to not tell. And the guilt literally eats Carly alive at this over this episode.
That being said, Carly is a very loyal friend.
I wouldn't be. No.
No, that's rough.
That's very rough.
That's rough. Also, how could that guilt not eat you up?
Yeah.
When literally everyone is doing shit because you got straight A's for you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was rough. They played that guilt up.
Yeah. But it wasn't undersold, like, at all.
Yeah.
Or oversold.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of anxiety. Anyway. What was... Something about $40...
Something about $40.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
It's at this point that Freddie and Sam make a bet that I think that Sam can't insult
Freddie. $40. You mean at the end? When he sold the sculpture and got money or something like that?
Hold on. And I think it might be in the next.
Was that the next episode?
I think so. Oh, no, it's in episode 14. Sorry.
Episode 14?
I think $40 was like...
Okay, yeah.
Allowance for the month for Freddie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot for a kid.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot for a kid.
Also, yeah, the episode before, he said, oh, I just want to get a bus ticket and leave, but I can't because my mom only gives me $8 for allowance a week.
Yeah. Aww.
But all he has to do is save up. Bus tickets are cheap.
Yeah. So, yeah, shouting is a great way to keep a secret.
Of course.
Yep. Computer Ed was definitely a class back in the day.
It was a weird class.
Weird class.
I just was on Call of Duty forums.
Really?
Towards the later years, yeah. We weren't doing our work, and she didn't care. We were just talking about Call of Duty stuff.
I thank Mavis Beacon, teaches typing, for... how fast I can type. I cannot type error-free, mm-hmm. but I can type fucking fast.
Well, yeah, we weren't doing that. We had the... I don't think it was Mavis Beacon, but we had some programming.
Mm-hmm.
Programming sometimes. Some program. Where it was typing.
Yeah, and we typing had the, literacy was like a big...
It was a big thing.
A big thing.
And we had like the things covering the keyboards and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Did you guys have those?
No, we didn't.
We had like orange...
I think for our...
rubber things covering the keyboard God. So we couldn't see the letters.
Because we had info lit in the library. Mm-hmm. And the librarian, mm-hmm. I think when we were going to take our like 40 words per minute, this is what you need to pass the class,
mm-hmm.
typing test.
Yeah.
The library teacher would... the librarian would come over and like put a folder over your hands, so you had like the pressure of her standing there. You couldn't look at the keyboard, and you had to take this test to pass this class. I mean, I did it.
Yeah,
it was fine.
Yeah,
but
stress.
That's how I remember it. It might not be accurate, but I think I remember some. Oh no, no, it was different. I mixed up two memories. But you know, I'm not gonna correct it.
No.
Oh yeah, so they hack back into the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Network,
mm-hmm.
and they do it from a remote location. Like,
yeah,
they're in info lit class. Carly distracts the teacher. Freddie puts in the thing, the wiring.
I don't know how the fuck he gets away with that.
Yeah, like there are other kids in that class. You're gonna have to distract more than the teacher.
And it's like fifth grade. People are gonna be, what are you doing?
Yeah. Like,
Freddie,
instantly, some kid's gonna come over
fucking immediately and ruin you.
And then they try and hack back into the thing, and this fucking CSA shows up. The CSA doesn't exist. You nope. can't scare me.
You can't scare children. Hack all you want, kids.
Go script kiddies, be free. Oh, I remember the black MacBooks. I almost got one.
Black MacBooks used to be so cool. I don't know why all of them are silver now. I could.
Well, they brought it back with like the space gray one, didn't they?
Oh yeah, it's like the dark gray. Yeah, because
but it's not.
It's not
that,
black.
Like
no.
matte black that looks no. so fucking good.
Yeah, because you can do like the space gray and rose gold ones now.
Yeah,
but I want.
I want. I want
2008
like
MacBook colors.
Yeah,
I want the blacks and the whites.
Yeah. I hope they'll bring it back for a 10th anniversary. That'd be nice.
They won't. They're too up their own ass.
Yeah. So the CSA questions them about what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And Carly, just tell them. These are adults in positions of power. You can tell them the truth.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what shitty little agreement you made with your friend.
Yeah.
Like, from the looks of the whole situation, they're in very serious trouble.
Yeah.
And, like, at that point, you have to kind of, like, let go of the
At that point, you have to be like, I'm about to get fucking arrested because of something I didn't do.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, drug lords crack in court.
Yeah.
Pun not intended. I've seen Orange is the New Black, okay?
Did that end?
No.
Side note, okay. Did they just not do anything last year for it?
No, they did. They had that super awful season where they tried to cram six different prison violence things into 13 episodes.
Okay, that was last season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was super tone deaf.
Okay.
And, like, they should have explored all that individually.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have Orange is the New Black podcast, too. Anyway. Yeah, at least clean out the microwave before you give it to the principal.
And honestly, you have so much cool shit in that house.
Yeah.
The thing you're gonna run to
is the microwave.
It's the microwave. You literally have a studio full of props. You couldn't do better than that.
Yeah. Sam, upon hearing that Carly lied to the CSA, she says, "Soon you'll be able to lie and feel nothing at all."
Nice, Sam.
Big mood. Big mood.
Is that our very first iCarly mood?
That's like my life mood. My next note is Spencer. No. Oh, my God. I don't know what.
What did he do?
I don't know.
Was it the A thing?
Maybe. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's making the A. This whole situation is bad. I'd feel fucking awful.
It's a bad situation.
Hair doesn't fall out like that. Carly. No,
it doesn't fall out overnight.
Yeah, it takes 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, it takes a lot. You have to be stressed for a while.
Yeah.
Unless you're ripping your hair out.
Yeah, I had that happen to me last year where hair just started falling out for no fucking reason. It was great. The ankle shake is not the issue. The issue is that you're lying big time for Sam, who does not deserve it.
Sam is not
a good friend.
Nope, she's a bad friend. No. Every now and then she'll do a nice thing, and then she'll just do a shitty thing.
Yeah, it's like 10 shitty things, and then one good thing right after it.
Yeah.
To prove that she's loyal.
Yep.
I don't know. Cut the losses. But, like, I don't know. At this point in, like, middle school or high school or whatever, you're not really thinking about, like, are my friends good friends? Because those are the only friends you're going to have.
Yeah,
you're not
right?
going to go out to, like, I don't know, a Dungeons & Dragons group without parental supervision and meet new friends.
Yeah.
So I can understand why Carly's, like, still in there.
Yeah.
And then Sam owned up to her bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Because Carly goes to confess to the principal. And then the reveal is that Freddie's there also. He also was like, I changed the grade.
Yeah.
And then Sam owns up to her bullshit.
Yeah.
And then she changes how often she's getting detention in the computer. Learn your lesson.
She didn't. She did
and
not.
And Principal Franken just fucking leaves it open again in front of
no,
your...
No one learned.
No one learned.
No one learned their lesson.
Anyway.
Not even the principal.
Then we get into episode 13. Which is, I am your biggest fan.
I fucking hated this episode.
This episode was a slog.
This episode is really bad.
Yeah, we can breeze over this one. But basically, there's Mandy.
Yeah,
Mandy.
She is iCarly's biggest fan. And she's a fucking stalker, too.
Yeah.
Everyone in the show seems to be,
like, a punchline.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to be really uncomfortable with it.
Yeah, for sure.
I have an account there. At the junkyard? What? Like, is it a bank? National Bank of GameStop. That's what comes to mind there. It's actually a pretty cool sculpture. They sit on it.
Yeah.
any sculpture you can sit on and interact with is cool in my book. And it then is. It catches fire.
And yep, of course.
I like that Carly is like, electrical wiring, just don't, Spencer.
Yeah. Just don't do it. You can't do it.
And then Mandy shows up. Immediately I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. They don't hold back with Mandy.
No.
She is incredibly awkward.
Yeah.
And
like she's like 12.
And she's like 12.
Like you're gonna go through that phase. Most of us just have an anime phase and that's normal.
Yeah.
Or like a scene phase and that's normal. Or like a goth phase and that's normal. And only one of those just kind of extends into your 20s, but it's fine. Sometimes they all start at once. But like Mandy has a phase where she just goes through fixations, I think.
Yeah.
And that's like healthy for a 12-year-old, but they need healthy avenues to express.
Yeah, like there are lots of kids who just love a thing.
Yeah, and that's not the problem.
That's not the problem.
It's the problem is that like you're stalking them.
You're actually stalking
you
them.
Are you actually changed schools.
You changed schools.
You enrolled in their classes. If I think she did, maybe.
Probably would have.
You
snuck into their house multiple times.
It's
rough.
Yeah. I'm just not on board with this episode at all.
No.
And then the sub story here is that Spencer is auditioning for a band. Mm-hmm. This band is 100% just looking for places to crash.
Yeah, but like out the gate.
And then once it's revealed that that Sako can get them a spot on Seattle Beat, they drop Spencer.
Also, Spencer, it takes you more than 10 minutes to get good at something.
Yes.
He plays drums for 10 minutes. He's like, wow. Come on, Spencer.
No. I do like how much he moves his body when he plays drums, though. Yeah. Like, that's a sport.
Yeah.
At that point. And then, so the band's name is Backflesh.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Ew. It's bad.
It's bad.
So they play on Seattle Beat, and we find out that Mandy is now fixated on this band and has made cookies of their faces.
That's how it starts, I guess, because that's how it happened on iCarly. She made cookies for all of them.
Yeah, she made cookies of everybody's faces, even Freddy.
Yeah.
And then she just tags along with Backflesh, which...
Yeah. Also, I liked that when the band moved away or like left Spencer, they also stole his drum kit from his apartment.
Well, as it was originally theirs.
Yeah, as if that's an easy feat to just steal a drum set from a fucking apartment.
I mean, hey, if you've got three people, just everyone take a couple things.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
I don't know how Spencer caught a symbol on fire either.
He ignited it. You know, rubbed the wrong way.
And yeah, they deserve being at least annoyed by Mandy.
Yeah.
Because they're adults. They can put out a restraining order.
Yeah, they're adults. They're jerks. Yeah, they deserve it a little bit.
So we're in episode 14.
He should have canceled their show though.
Oh yeah, Spencer should have been like Sako, they're assholes.
Yeah, there's definitely like a week period where it was like, oh, they left me, but they're going on the show still. It's like, yeah, you can get them canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we get to episode 14. Yes. I Heart Art. How does Spencer make these sculptures so quickly?
He's making
sculptures for a showcase.
Yeah.
Like an open air showcase, which is fucking cool. And it's I would really like to go.
But man, the sculptures that Carly chose to show off his work,
The yo-yo one was like great. I love that one.
Yeah, and then there's the Christmas tree with noses.
Yeah.
There were some rough ones, and he has made some better ones on that show.
Yeah.
That she could have used.
Yeah, for sure. And then one of his idols, I don't know what his name was, but never meet your idols.
Never meet your idols. They're always assholes.
Always.
Always.
Freddie stood up for himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
They're in the lobby and they're meeting. They're about to meet with the artist that Spencer idolizes, mm-hmm. his inspiration. Mm-hmm. And can we just call him Anish Kapoor?
Anish Kapoor.
He's definitely the Anish Kapoor of this. Like,
I'll look up his name.
Get the fuck over yourself, my guy. It's the Bean. It's not Cloud Gate or whatever. It's the Chicago Bean. I don't like that he's the only motherfucker on this earth that can use Vanta Black for art purposes. Not like I ever would, but I'm still upset.
It's nice having it there. His name is Harry Joyner.
Harry, yes, Harry Joyner.
By the way.
Okay. So Anish Kapoor.
Anish Kapoor.
Okay, so Henry Joyner.
Harry Joyner.
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles.
Harry Joyner, they're in the lobby waiting to meet Harry Joyner to take him up to see Spencer Sculptures.
Yeah.
And this Carly comes up with this little conditioning exercise for Sam, mm-hmm. Where if she insults Freddie, mm-hmm. Freddie gets $5 from Sam, which is like, that's a fantastic conditioning exercise.
Yeah.
And she has to stop insulting Freddie for a week.
Yep.
Which is, you know, okay.
A reasonable amount of time to not insult someone.
Yeah. Also, the line that Sam says, it's, I self-control myself all the time. That's an innuendo. Dan Schneider, stop it.
Oh, was it? I didn't even put that one together.
Maybe I've just gone into watching this show knowing Dan Schneider's, like, bullshit.
So you just assume everything is that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not.
I mean, it's not very a far stretch.
Off. That's definitely not a stretch.
Yeah. So, yeah, this guy is the Anish Kapoor of the iCarly cinematic universe because he's, like, that pretentious artist.
Yeah.
That thinks, like, high art is, like, this like, thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
He thinks, like, his sculpture art is high art. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So he's going to go critique Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Of course.
And oh yeah, he's an asshole. Like a ripe, puckered asshole.
Yeah. Imagine just like going to somebody's house.
Yeah, you're invited to this person's house to look at this art.
And he says, wow, you're my biggest fan. Your art sucks. Bye. Like, no, that was the whole interaction. He insulted his art and then he left.
Yeah, I don't care if you're intimidated by the... I don't care if you're intimidated by this person's art. You say it is good because that is a nice thing to do.
It's a nice thing to do.
Just be nice.
And if you're jealous over those choices of sculpture,
you should be more afraid of other artists.
Yeah. Then your art isn't very good if that's what you're afraid of.
Also, of course, he's British.
Of course, he's British.
Yeah.
Everybody who does anything in these shows that is like...
That's like pretentious and asshole-ish is British.
Of course. This is how it works in kids' minds.
It's the accent. So yeah, to reiterate, never ever meet your heroes.
Never meet your heroes. Ever. They're always assholes.
So Spencer gets depressed, like legitimately depressed.
Yeah.
I really felt for him this episode.
Yeah.
He
gets a good job though. not when he wants.
Not a good.
I'm sure that job pays.
Yeah.
I'm sure being a also, can you just become a dental assistant?
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't require a degree or anything.
Okay, cool.
You can like go through training and then become one.
Yeah. Okay. That's where I.
No. Yeah.
That's where I got confused a little bit. I'm like, can you just fucking do that?
Yeah.
Also, they totally fucking called us out because they said. Because someone said, oh, iCarly.net. And they're like, no, .com. .net is for losers.
Yeah! I got so upset.
And they fucking called us out.
.net is not for losers.
Or maybe we're just fucking losers.
Well, .network is for losers. And we have that one, too.
Yeah.
So at that point, that's just a brand decision. The Lifecast.network.
Yeah.
How fucking concise is that? Yeah. It's our domain name and our name.
It's true. It's both. It just works.
Yeah. I'm so glad it was available and it was like under $5. Anyway.
But yeah, he becomes a dentist.
Yeah. .net is a good domain name. Shut up. Shut up, iCarly. What do you know, Dan Schneider?
You don't know shit.
You don't know shit. He did not get a job that quickly.
No, that was like overnight.
Yeah.
And you also just don't become a dental assistant overnight.
Yeah. That's an issue I had with this episode.
But
one of my notes is, did you know you don't need a degree to become a dental hygienist?
I did not know that.
It's true.
But I definitely liked the bit where the guy was in the fucking dentist and all of these celebrities just started coming in his fucking office.
Mouth open.
Yeah. The spit thing, not a fan of.
No.
But the fact that all of these famous people were just walking in the office, like, what?
You're at your most vulnerable. Like, forget the fucking being up on stage naked in front of everybody dream. Like, at least... at least you'll find the confidence at some point. Like, yeah. If people are looking into your open, like, pride open mouth.
And you can't even speak, you're like,
Yeah, that's the worst dream.
Yeah, that's a fucking nightmare.
And you have a fucking spit gland problem? Come on!
The dentist is just showing off for fun. This guy is in a horrible position. He's never going back. Or maybe he's there for life because he saw famous people. It could go either way.
Yeah. So, fuck. Yeah. Sam does insult Freddy at one point. Like, it's a borderline insult. Mm-hmm. But she does insult him. Mm-hmm. And doesn't pay him $5. Because I think...
Rude.
Their little child brains didn't register it as an insult. But I did because I thought it was fucking rude.
Yeah, true.
So they go visit his art installation and he's making this like big human sculpture or whatever, and he's about to lose the light, which is like, of course he is. It's like 2 p.m. just fucking, it's fine. The sun will be there. This is why you don't rely on the sun for like photography. You get lights, you simulate that.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't care who you are. Anyway, yeah, he's on a Segway. Which was like the...
Yep.
They play up this character so much. And there were dentist sounds in that entire scene. I hated it. Because I was also listening to these with headphones.
I actually don't remember. I don't think so. I think I was...
Quit the job, Spencer. Stop getting spit on.
Yeah, that's gross.
By this person you don't know.
If I went to a dental assistant, I just got like... If I saw that, just that dude... Spit 70
I'd
million
cancel
miles
my appointment.
An hour.
I would not go to a dentist for 10 years.
I'd never go to a dentist if that were me. Like, if I were in that chair and I'd spit on all the dentists, I'd never go.
Yeah. What dental implement is in that man's mouth? It's not the ones where they pull your mouth
apart.
No,
it's a whole thing.
It's a... I don't know what they're doing. It looks like they're prying out a tooth.
It could be. There were drills and stuff. So...
Yeah, I didn't like this episode.
No.
Just for that.
I thought it was a fine episode, but, you know.
It was an okay episode. Yeah. So, Joyner is a sellout.
He's a fucking sellout.
That's why his work sucks.
I
mean, it's okay to sell out, but if your heart's still in it.
Yeah.
He sold out to get rich.
Yeah, everybody sells out. Sometimes you need a fucking paycheck.
Yeah, obviously you need a paycheck, and that's not the problem. The problem is that he had forgone his love of art for the paycheck.
Yeah.
There are certain limits that, because I'm like kind of flirting with the idea of becoming a full-time writer right now. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of ways to just like sell out.
Yeah.
And like sell your soul to a publishing company, write what they tell you, and you'll fucking make
it. It's true. Just make a novel about light BDSM.
Yeah. That's not hard.
It's not hard.
But there are also like so many ways to, especially now, to get published and to like do your art that like leave you in control of it. And it might not have the biggest paycheck, but it has some.
Yeah.
So I can understand like quote unquote selling out.
Yeah.
But I don't understand like losing your passion in order to sell out.
Yeah.
Which is where this guy went wrong. Mm-hmm. And then I think Spencer gets like $1,000 commission
for the dentist.
Joyner,
yeah.
And they're gonna work on it together.
Yep.
That's a good ass commission.
Yeah,
for a sculpture.
Yeah.
Also, he could probably afford more, but
he's a dentist. He can afford
more.
And that's like his office. He can afford more.
Yeah. And so they're working on it together, and they're having a good time. Yeah. Like I really appreciate the turn. That the like heel turn, I guess. Not the heel turn, the baby face turn was the term. I don't know if there's such a thing in wrestling, but Harry Joyner becomes like Spencer's like close art friend.
Yeah.
Which is that was kind of endearing.
Yeah, it was nice.
And then Carly gets the lion's share of $41 for helping with the commission, which is
instead
great.
Instead of 40, that's fine.
And then Freddie is fucking raking it in.
Freddie.
Sam immediately gets her money.
Someone who complains about not having money frequently.
And just starts insulting Freddie. Freddie doubles his money because Sam cannot keep her mouth shut.
Yep. That's just Twitch, isn't it?
Yeah.
People pay you to insult you?
Yes. Yeah. You can cut that part out. And that's the tea.
And now we're keeping the slurp.
All right. Episode 15. I hate Sam's boyfriend.
I do too.
This is the episode with the cheese whiz.
Yeah, this is the cheese whiz. Because the kid, he's like, I'm going to go squirt some cheese with down to his pants. Because he has a horrible yeah. voice and I want to just trip him.
Yeah. You can't just do that to nerds you don't like.
But they do. That's how it works.
High school is a fucking wasteland.
And they do this thing pretty frequently in the show where they have like a crush. And they're like, yeah. Oh my God, are you in love with him? It's like, whoa, I'm 10.
Calm down.
Jesus. Like, I looked at him. Oh my God, you looked at him. You must be in love. Like, hold up, middle schoolers.
Sam has pictures of Drake Bell in her locker, which I think is
hilarious.
Oh,
really? Yeah. I didn't notice that.
And then later on in the episode, they get covered with pictures of this dude.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
So one thing that I found really weird was that teachers don't just dress as mascots because everyone aced their test.
Yeah.
That literally just means they're doing their job correctly.
Yeah.
I don't wear a chicken suit to work every time we get done with a stack of paperwork.
You gotta.
That's against dress code. So Jonah's a butt. Stop bullying Gibby.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I have to say. Jonah and Sam seem like a good fit. If Jonah wasn't an ass.
If either of them. Well, I mean, they're both assholes.
Like, yeah, they're both assholes. Like, but, like, Jonah's a special bit. Kind of butt.
Yeah, he's just. He just doesn't care about anything.
He doesn't care about anything, and he doesn't respect Sam.
No.
Also,
in between these scenes, we see Freddy's apartment number, and it was a penis.
Yes, it was a penis.
It was, in fact, a penis.
Yes. So, Carly and Sam are like, ooh, Jonah. And Carly's like, oh, you like Jonah. And Sam's like, no.
Yeah. No, yes. I'm in love with him.
So Carly asks Freddie, do you believe in love at first sight? And Freddie, calm the fuck down. She's not asking because of you.
I know. For a second, yeah, of course I do. Oh. Back up, boy.
Yeah. So... It's been so long since we watched the episode.
I know.
So, Sam, or no, Freddy gets Jonah to somehow ask Sam out because Freddy does not have a lot of glowing praise for Sam.
Freddy does not fucking sell Sam.
No. And he can't do it because she insults him all the time. Like, All right.
Yeah.
And I think, like, Freddy and Jonah were kind of acquaintances.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like. It seemed like they were like the kind of person.
Unlikely friends.
When you, like, forget the homework, you text them. Yeah, right? Oh, Freddy. Sure. But Freddy doesn't text Jonah that. Jonah only texts Freddy that.
Yeah.
Because Freddy writes his homework down. And Jonah doesn't.
Oh, yeah. We don't see Jonah ask Sam out. Right?
I don't think so.
Like, they just get to Carly's apartment and they're like dating.
Yeah, I think that just happens.
I remember when things were that simple. Like, oh, do you want to go out? Okay, we're dating now. Instead of like seeing a few different people. Not that I've ever had this experience. But like, it's so black and white dating in high school versus like dating in adult life because it's like, what's a date? Like, I'm just going to come over to your house and we're going to sit and watch TV because we both have no time and don't want to spend any money.
Yeah.
As opposed to, let's go to a movie.
Yeah.
Like, what?
And hang out at the mall.
What the fuck? Let's go walk around this place and eat bad nachos.
It's true.
I never dated in high school. I don't know what dating in high school is actually like. But I do know that people that dated in high school now have two kids.
Oh, my God. I don't think anybody from my school has kids yet. But granted,
consider yourself lucky.
Granted, I have removed everyone, so they very easily could.
I hear this from my sisters.
Yeah.
Because they didn't do the friendship spring cleaning or the Facebook friends spring cleaning I did.
So hard. I deleted like 700 people on Facebook. I have like maybe 100 friends left.
No, yeah. I went from like 800 people to like 300.
I can cut that down further now. Yeah, so much. I could cut it down to like 50 probably if I really wanted to. And then I could have complete control of my Facebook and not give a fuck.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it does. Do that.
I'm a finish the job.
Oh shit, Adam's about to go full Facebook hitman.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that Spencer didn't do a voice for this space hamster.
Yeah.
Like that would have been bad. And then Sam, they're just intimidated. It happens. What?
Sam.
Oh, boys don't like her because.
Oh.
Because she's intimidating. She's intimidating. Sam, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Especially in high school.
Yep.
Spencer's thing does sound like a really cool indie film.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately.
Yeah, but it didn't work out to be such.
Yeah. Sam, also turn off the typing sounds and the sending sounds if you're going to text constantly. Just be courteous.
I'd be courteous.
Yeah. It's been 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. How do these children have relationships in elementary school? Because we learned that Sam had a boyfriend in fifth grade, and then they broke up because she broke his leg or arm
she
or something.
She pushed him out of a tree.
By pushing him out of a tree.
Yeah.
You don't have to not move your things between claymation. You could literally just reference your previous shot.
Yeah.
Spencer, I feel so bad for him in this episode.
Yeah.
They do planning for their weekly show?
Also, yeah,
I'm jealous.
Yeah. And also, she skips it twice.
Yes.
And she skips it one night, and then the following day, Carly's like, Sam, you skipped rehearsal after she had already done it once.
Yeah.
And confronted her about it.
Like, why did you do that? They're on top of it.
Yeah.
They're really serious about this hobby, which I appreciate.
Yeah, for sure.
And, like, they can do that because they don't have anything else going on. They don't do sports. They don't do theater.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have lives other than school.
Yeah.
They could be hard asses about it.
They could.
Yeah, usually you don't do claymation on a camcorder.
No.
I have one note that just says, don't elaborate, in all caps. I don't know what that was for.
I mean, I have one that just says no and with, like, 50 O's, so maybe it's the same no.
Also, they've spent 72 hours together, and they have only one inside joke? A fucking fake-ass relationship.
And it was stupid.
It was so dumb! Fruit. Don't sniff the fruit salad.
Fruit smells good, though.
It does.
Yeah. Smell that fucking fruit.
I have a note that says, Freddy, not the time. Oh, yeah. We should date to make them jealous.
Yep. Freddy, no.
No!
Bye-bye.
And then... Yeah, Carly's right. Don't ignore her about missing practice.
Mm-hmm.
Putting the phone in the locker and locking it is such a good solution for like making Sam concentrate on this conversation.
Yep. And then she broke the locker.
Again. And she broke the locker. Why is her first reaction brute force?
That's just how it works with some people.
Intimidating.
Yeah.
They have an industrial fan to like blow air around for some reason.
That is what fans do.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying. And then Sam brings Jonah to practice.
Mm-hmm.
She's missed two and then brings Jonah. Like, it's called iCarly for a reason, Sam. You can leave.
You won't even notice me.
Motherfucker. You don't get to be...
That's happened twice in this batch of episodes because Manny did too. It's like, oh, you won't even notice him here. It's like...
No, we will.
We will.
You don't get to be an uninvited guest and then... And then you have the audacity to provide unwanted constructive criticism? Get the fuck out.
It wasn't even constructive. That's Carly's criticism.
Yeah. That's Carly's house.
Yep.
She can boot you out any second she wants.
Yep.
Be respectful. It's her show, her house, her studio. God, I'm so mad for her.
Yeah.
Suggesting acting lessons is fucking rude. That's like telling someone they need improv lessons.
Yeah.
I think improv lessons is worse.
Yeah.
Carly's reaction is so justified.
Yeah.
Like, this dude came to, like, she didn't know that Sam was going to bring this dude to her house. Sam already kind of overstays her welcome at Carly's house.
Mm-hmm.
she brings this boyfriend that Carly is not a fan of already.
Yeah.
And then he is disruptive during this thing that they do together as friends. Mm-hmm. Like, she's totally right to be angry.
She is.
He's freeloading and he sucks.
Yep.
That's it.
Simple.
And then Carly confronts Jonah about, like what are your intentions towards Sam, pretty much? Which is, like, good on Carly.
Yeah.
She's protective.
Yeah. She cares about her friends better than Sam goes the other way.
Yeah. And then, hey, Dan Schneider, do you want to, like, stop putting a literal child actor in these uncomfortable situations? Like,
Which one?
I'm the one where Jonah's like, oh, we can, like, kiss and not tell Sam.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it seems like cheating, like, is the first place. It's like, cheating, that's a bad thing to do, so let's have every relationship do it.
Cheating is a bad thing to do in relationships. Stalking is a bad thing to do in relationships. Being creepy is a bad thing to do in relationships. And foot shit, as long as it's consensual and you're both adults, it's fine. But these are children. These are child actors. They're not...
Rough.
It's very rough. So yeah, Dan Schneider, stop.
He did. It's over. He did. He got fired. He stopped.
Good. Yeah. And then I like that Sam is overhearing Carly tell Freddie that Jonah decided to do this.
Because she makes that decision.
Yeah. I respect that Carly didn't tell Sam immediately.
Yeah, because she's having fun.
Because, like, this is a new relationship. She's happy.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe it'll fix itself kind of thing.
Yeah. Maybe it was just, like, a one-time. Nothing actually happened. Not that I'm saying it's like, fine.
Yeah, but nothing. But no one got hurt.
No one got hurt.
Yeah.
And, like, Carly's willing to put that aside as long as Sam's happy.
Yeah.
And then Sam overhears it. And Sam takes it like a fucking champ. Yeah. She's like, all right, I'm done with this boy.
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't do the whole, like, oh, no, I'm so sad. She literally, that's Sam, though. She's headstrong.
Yeah.
She's a headstrong individual.
Ah.
She just tied him up to a wedgie machine and then left him there.
Yes.
Good.
And they left him there for 2 hours.
That must hurt.
Yeah.
That must really fucking hurt.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
He's so fucking brutal.
Yeah.
And that's so fucking brutal.
It
like,
is.
Damn. Yeah. Gotta learn your lesson somehow, I guess.
Yeah.
Not that Sam did in previous episodes.
No.
At least she stands up for herself. I like what Sam's planning. This is good. I'm so glad she's able to cut that slimy motherfucker out of her life so quickly.
Yeah.
Was my note. I'm so happy for her.
It was really quick.
And then Spencer's short film is one of Vine. Two, movie maker effects. Three, I love it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's good.
It's so good. And then, like, that's a live feed for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh. And that's where we end.
That's the collection of episodes this week.
Yeah, a lot happens.
So yeah, I guess that's it.
Yeah. There's nothing else to talk about. We didn't watch any more episodes.
No. We'll be back. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. We are in the next few weeks. We will be nearing the end of season one.
Yeah.
I think. I think it'll be like two weeks
or three.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll double check. And then two. I believe. Hold on.
Are we gonna get to a special episode? Are we gonna get to a movie episode?
I think we are in season two.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry. It's episode 5.
Of
season
two?
So when we get into season two, okay, so we're gonna do our regular show as planned.
Up until
season two.
Yeah.
And then when season two starts, we're going to have to do episodes 1 through 4.
Okay.
For the first episode. And then we will have our own I Go to Japan episode. Because
it's
it is season 2, episode 5 through 7.
Is I Go to Japan?
I Go to Japan.
It's a three-parter.
It's a three-parter.
Okay, we'll figure out how to do this.
Yeah.
I want to maybe do live commentary.
Yeah.
How cool would that be?
That'd be really cool, but we'd also need to do, like, the watch-along thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Doesn't Discord have audio now in screen sharing?
Or we could just do it, like, up here one day.
Yeah. We're recording a lot of other stuff, though.
Yeah, it's true. We're recording a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But we'll see if that works because it's in a few weeks.
Yeah. Also, I don't want to risk mic bleed. on the commentary.
That could be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe we'll do.
And we need to get Dan in on it too.
Yeah, because we need Dan here for.
Because he's a resident.
He's the film major.
A film major.
He's a weeb and a film major.
Weeb major.
Dan studied Japanese culture in college.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to give him a heads up.
Yeah.
That in some point in the next 3 weeks he has to watch I Go to Japan.
Ooh, I'm excited.
And take notes.
Our first
special.
Yeah. Maybe a live commentary will be like a bonus.
A bonus episode?
Yeah, like our B movie thing.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll put that in a separate feed. Yeah, we'll start doing like one off specials.
Yeah. All right, yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with episode 16 to 20.
And episode 4.
And
of this podcast.
Oh, I was like, wait, no.
Yeah, next week is episode 4 of this podcast. Next week is episode 4.
Goodbye. It's all for real. I'm telling you, it's not real. So wake up the members of my nation. It's your time to be. There's no chance unless you take one. And it's time to see the rise.